Welcome back to the Better Divorce Podcast. I am your host, Paulette Rico, and I'm here to guide you through the storm of divorce into much calmer waters. So hold tight. Whether you're contemplating divorce, in the thick of it, or just rebuilding post-divorce, I've got you covered. Each episode, we'll tackle the tough topics, share resilient stories, and offer practical, helpful advice to help you navigate with confidence wisely. Remember, you're not alone. I've been there, and so have millions of others. And your brighter future awaits, I promise. Ready to turn a tough time into a time of growth? I know you are. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you find this content helpful, please share it with others who might benefit. Now, let's dive into today's topic. See you soon. I'm hosting a retreat in Belize. Some of you may know, but I used to live there. And Belize is a melting pot of culture that carries over into the food, the music, and the fun. It is the best of both vibes, from jungles to ground you and beaches to heal and soothe. I lived there for many years and go back and forth between there and Atlanta because I can't get enough. My co-host, Tierra, visited me and didn't want to leave either. No one does. This is paradise, folks. My co-host, Tierra, and I chatted about the perfect all-inclusive location for you ladies that are going through a pivot in your life and need to reset, renew, and rebuild, and we nailed it. We kick off with a three-day adventure in the luxurious eco-resort Copal Tree in the southern Belize jungle, followed by three luxurious days on Thatch Cay Island, a private island over water, oceanfront oasis in the turquoise Caribbean along the Belize Barrier Reef. Whether you're going through or just coming out of a divorce, especially with a narcissist, a career change, or you just want to get back to the parts of you that you haven't seen in a while, we are talking to you. Make note, May 4th to the 10th, 2024, and start packing. Space is very limited on the private island and in the jungle. Be sure to act now. We have a passion for leading truly transformational healing events, from heart-opening, accessible guided meditations to connection-based life-changing tools and practices. We curate each moment with care and compassion to ensure every lady is taken care of from the initial registration to the final namaste. It's better in Belize. Welcome back to the Better Divorce Podcast. Most of you know who I am by now, but if you're new around these woods, my name is Paulette Rigo, and this is almost the sixth year of the Better Divorce Podcast, formerly known as the Thriving in Chaos Project. So I like to bring on experts in their fields to help people going through divorce in every stage from confusion to conclusion, so that they have the tools and knowledge they need. And today is no different. Today, I'd like to welcome Erin Delligan-Jones to the podcast.
Hello.
I'm so glad you're here, Erin. I appreciate your time and expertise. And I'm glad that we found each other because I immediately got all excited when I noticed the name of your blog, The Divorcee Dish, which is super cool. And the Divorce Dish blog. And, you know, it's funny, when I first was asked if I had a blog or wanted to have a blog, or I forget the exact question, I didn't know how to answer them other than, what's a blog?
Yeah. Right. I know. Because I mean, and I, this is something that it was a passion project of mine that I started over a year ago. And, or I woke up one day and I said, you know what? There's not enough resources, and there needs to be more positive resources surrounding divorce and just flat out honest truth stories about what it's really like. From if you're thinking about it, you're in the middle of it, you're transitioning through that awkward time to conclusion, and then life after divorce, there was a lot of different websites, and I have found now there are so many great websites, and I use them as resources on our site, but I link out to their site. And I mean, I started this and it ended up has been in two books. So I have a book. I don't know if I can be in front of the camera, but anyway, I can see, I can give that to you later. So, because many people were like, well, I need a companion. I need to read this now,
Yeah.
So, anyway,
Well,
I
I
started.
have to agree because back when I went through my initial fear stage
Yes.
of overwhelm, because some people may not know, but about 70 to 72% of divorces filed or initiated by women, which is a huge statistic, and it's
Right.
probably more. And 2 years is the average amount of time that women contemplate divorce internally in their own little mind, in their own little world, where they think about it and it becomes overwhelming. For
It
me,
does.
there was no internet really. Back, I know the internet's been around as long as I think, I want to say 98 or 99. I remember because I bought a domain for the name of a business back then. And the person I bought it for was like, I'm not paying for that. That's my name. And the whole thing was just so weird, right? And
Right,
but it
right,
wasn't what it is now. You
right.
couldn't just research it. There was no AI. Google, YouTube,
Right.
Pinterest, social media wasn't what it is now. So I spend hours, and Erin, I mean it, hours, sitting on the floor of Walden Books up the street from my house, which was my internet. And I would
Yes.
sit in the relationship section, or there was not a divorce section. There probably should be. Hint, hint, bookstores. I know Amazon has one. And
It might
I
have been there.
read, yeah, minus two,
Yeah,
book
perfect.
after book after book after book, trying to figure out what to do. And I found a therapist, Mira Kirschenbaum, who wrote a book called Too Good to Leave, Too Bad to Stay. And
Yeah.
that was the first book back in, I think she wrote it in 96 or something. And
Yeah.
it was when we were just starting to have resources, right?
Right.
Because I remember when I got pregnant, I read every baby book there was. And I thought, hey, I'm contemplating divorce. I better get every book there is. But there weren't the resources there are now. And it's women like me and you and many others who I'm dear friends with who have helped others. So you created this blog. And I'm sure that over the last, I'm not sure how long period of time that you've had this, you have interviewed people to A, tell their stories, help people. But what topics do you think should be talked about more that perhaps aren't?
I was just talking to a friend of mine this morning about this. She's also divorced, and I said, I have a lot of thoughts on what should be talked about, but what do you think? And she said, friend maintenance. And I said, yep. I said, because I was at a party once years before my divorce, and there was a woman that had recently got divorced, and she said, what you don't realize is people forget you. Not totally, but they're like, oh, she's divorced now, so maybe she wouldn't want to come to this party, or and so you have to create new social circles with people that have similar likes to you, and that is really hard in today's age, because yes, there's lots of platforms that connect you to people, but in person, you know, in real life, you need that hug and support and everything else. And I have found in my own experience that I have a great support system, but it's not every day that you're talking to those friends and like you used to, or you might've lived next door to them and you've moved now and things have changed. And I don't think people really realize, like, and I think some couples are just don't want to talk to you about your divorce or, you know, what have you. And that's a fair, you know, assessment. However, you know, you do need to be out and about and forcing yourself out, else you fall into this loneliness. And I don't think people talk about the loneliness as hard as it can get at times. The mental health aspect, the toll it takes, and, you know, what it's like out there dating after divorce. You might not be looking for the same person you were looking for when you got married in your 20s, you know?
Let's hope not.
But people don't think about it. Like, I think that they fall into those habits of, oh, and you know, and then you see the first person they date, they're kind of like their ex, and you're like, no, you know. But I think it's, you know, those are a couple of topics that people do not expand on. So I like to like take it to the next level and hear people's stories. And I mean, the intimacy that happens after divorce, and it's, I mean, all these things, because let's face it, when you first got married, most people marrying, we're going to have children, we're going to have a family. And that happened for some, didn't happen for others, whether you had children or not. Those of us that did are always connected to our ex. And I was, you know, I have 3 children and I have twins. So that was a twin pregnancy. I went through a twin pregnancy, and, you know, that was a whole challenging other experience in my life. But anyway, it's, I think that what's most important is that people to realize that there's life after divorce and that you can be happy again.
Well, I want to go back a little bit to that comment you made about friends, because I find, witnessing through the work I do, both as a private credentialed mediator, where yes, I work with couples, or I act as a certified divorce coach, where I work with one of the parties. And I also am a director of coaching and case management for a corporate solution, Divorce Right, which I see a lot of dynamics too. Friends at work can be a different dynamic, and bosses, coworkers, but friends in general, right? We put them into little buckets. And when we get married, you have your premarital friends, and your spouse has their premarital friends. And then, of course, when you get married, some of your friends become their friends, and some of their friends become your friends. I know if you can't see what I'm doing, but
doing the merging of the family.
But then there's the third category of the friends we make together.
Right.
That would be through, if you move neighbors or coworkers or even family members that cross over between family and friends, or friends of friends. And, but the longer you've been married, that line gets blurry between who was my friend and who's your friend. And sometimes people take sides, or they cross over and people feel betrayed. Everyone gets the picture I'm painting here, or hopefully you do. And it is so devastating to feel that someone that you thought had your back and had been with you since, you know, day one, when you dated or met, now all of a sudden is their advocate, or vice versa. It was their friend and now they're your advocate. So, not that I want to change the subject, but I find it, I'm so glad you brought that up, is be careful with friends.
Yes.
Be very careful. And who you share the, dare I say, intimate details of your divorce with can come back to bite you in the derriere, the French word I was brought up with, And it won't be fun. So be so careful with who you friend, befriend, and mitigating those outside influences. It's really a good time to minimize your circle, where you're being a little more selective and mindful and careful about who you hang with, because also people talk. And, you know, good news travels fast, but bad news travels faster.
Right.
People in divorce like to gossip, right?
Right. Mm. Right. And they assume this is what happened and assume. Right. And I think that I have always been to the point, like, it's my business, you know, whatever happened, some of it's out there. But it's nothing, you know, I was very lucky to have a mutually, you know, just, we were okay. We're still friends. I had a great situation. Not everybody has that. No. And again, that can make it can be a very hard dynamic afterwards. And as far as your friend group, you know, that's where you lose friends, but then you find a new community. And that's what I'm trying to.
Right.
Form is just, you know, come tell us what's going on. And all our stories are anonymous unless I insert myself, just because to protect the privacy. But these are real stories and this is happening. And these are things that people don't realize, you know, the whole part of divorce is so many sides. And it's not, because when you're in it, when I was talking to a friend earlier, we were just saying, you know, like, you're just go, let's go. We got to get financials. We got to get papers. We got to sign this and da, 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 da. And then you have this down period where it's like, okay, we signed the papers. It's over, you know? And then people joke that you're dancing out of the room and celebrating, depending on who won it or whatever. But the reality is, like, and it's a loss in your life and you will be grieving, and people might not know that you will be grieving. You know, it's something that I think people need to also take care of themselves throughout the process. Self-care is so important.
I agree.
People just push and push and push, and maybe they're juggling children and maybe they're juggling other things during their divorce. At the same time, you got to take a moment and say, wait a minute, I'm headed down, you know, and get those core friend groups together to keep you up. I think that's one of the most important things people can realize. Like, if you're going through those tough times and you are going to run yourself down to the ground, don't do it. Reach out for help. And you'd be surprised how many people will say, yeah, I'll come sit with you for a couple hours, let you vent.
I think back to my almost decade experience, because mine was 8.5 years. So, and the people that I thought at the beginning of the journey would be with me. And of course, back then, ignorance is bliss. You don't know how long it's going to be. And don't panic, everyone. Not everyone goes through that experience. 97% of divorce does not go to trial. Only 3% do. And only 1% of the 3% goes to appeal. So statistically speaking, that won't be you. But it's going to take time, and you're going to need resilience and courage and strength, and you're going to need to be organized and very practical in your schedule. And your support system has a lot to do with that. So be really careful. You know, Erin makes such a good point about community. And that's a lot of what a podcast or a blog or a website or YouTube videos or retreats or whatever modality you're looking for to gain that knowledge that you need. Think of it as wisdom. Knowledge only does good in a book, but wisdom is what you've actually applied from learning process. Think about it as, what do you need in your life that's missing? And be really careful about that person or friend that you pick in. Maybe that's a meetup or a women's support group or a men's support group. It doesn't affect just women. Be very careful about finding the activities that you used to love, that used to bring you joy before you got married, and go back to those. That's where you're going to find people who kind of share, you know, similar core values or hobbies, interests, you know, whether that's going to the gym, taking a walk, you know, whatever it is, you've got to reconnect to the part of you that you lost or found when you get that final piece of paper. So I love that you're doing this. It's great. Everybody, check out the Divorce Dish blog. And if you have a story to tell and you want to share it, I believe Erin is, you know, a great place for you to be able to.
Yeah, you can absolutely submit your story or submit a topic maybe you'd like to hear about that we haven't covered. We've definitely covered a lot of subjects, so we have a lot more to go. There's so many aspects of everything. Yesterday I made the fun divorcee holiday gift list of some, just some fun things to give a newly divorcee or even us veterans, you know, that you can that it doesn't always have to be sad. There needs to be some laughter in the healing process.
There does need to be some laughter. And I'm glad that you brought that up. It all is in doom and gloom. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad we found each other. The more people out there to help people see the light. And everyone knows I'm not pro-divorce. So I'm, you know, happily married, and, you know, if there's light on the other tunnel. But I do want you to take it seriously. It does take some planning and organization and really careful work. And if you don't have a place where somebody is trustworthy, that you can journal your emotions, or you feel like you just don't have a sacred container to vent and ask questions and get really smart, truthful answers, it could be another reason why you'd need the support of a divorce coach. So look into that. There's so many resources, not only at Better Divorce Academy. Check out the Divorce Dish blog. So thank you, Erin. What's the best way for people to learn more about you?
You can learn about me on the site at divorceadish.com, and then, or Erin Delahan Jones as well. So I write children's books as well. And so we've got some divorce, and then the divorcee part, my book series has an accompanying journal. We're very into journaling. So check that out. Again, submit your stories, and we're here to be a community.
You need community. I cannot stress this enough. You can very easily feel like you're living in a vacuum where you're just all by yourself and everyone else. Do you ever see those videos where you see a person standing on the street and they're usually in a city like Manhattan and Times Square, and they're just standing there frozen? Of course, they do this for dramatic effect. And there's people whizzing around them, just like walking around, and, you know, and they're just standing there. And I don't know if anyone can relate and see that, but that's sometimes how it feels, where you're the only person standing still, or everyone is standing still and you're the one whizzing around like a bumblebee, and you've lost your freaking mind because you've got so much to do. And most of it feels stupid. Like, you get that list of discovery and interrogatories, and then you have to go to court and you're like, what the hell is this? Or you get that first bill from your attorney and you go, I don't even remember these phone calls. So very, very mindful. So
yes, be mindful and take care of yourself.
Yes, it is very key. I spend a good amount of the work in the book, Better Divorce Blueprint, discussing that. Of course, as a yoga teacher trainer, I am an advocate of anybody, whatever it is, you finding that thing that gets you to feel purposeful. So until next time, everybody, check out the Divorcee Dish blog and send her your story and reach out to me anytime you need my help.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me today. If you were inspired by today's episode, please share it with a friend or a loved one. My hope is you feel empowered to take some action, no matter how big or small. Action that allows you to step out of the chaos and thrive on your own terms. If this podcast added any value to your day, please review it on iTunes, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Until next time, keep thriving in the chaos.